back once again to give y'all a little bit of game, because it seems like y'all don't know the game. For example, tricking. Let's talk about tricking. If you out and you go buy you a bag of weed, I'm gonna cater to everybody who broke. $10. You go buy your little $10 bag, sack, whatever you wanna call it. Kush, bubble kush, whatever you get, OG, whatever you get. You go buy that. You run into a girl. All of a sudden you run into the girl and you want the girl. And then you convince the girl to smoke your weed with you. Okay, the whole point of that is, okay, I'm gonna smoke this weed with you so I can fuck or get my dick sucked or whatever the hell you gonna do, eat your ass or whatever y'all do. That's tricking, my nigga. You feel me? You buy a bottle. Say you buy the bottle $5-$10. I'm catering to the broke niggas right now. All you rich motherfuckers, fuck y'all. Y'all rich. So, you know, y'all can buy $1,500 bottles, $2,000 bottles. I'm catering to the niggas who buy $5, $10, $20 bottles. You buy the bottle. You go to the party. Okay. You life for the party with your little $15 bottle. You know, you balling. You got your little $15 bottle. Everybody think you balling. You got your little vodka. Five, whatever, gallon of vodka, $15. Whatever the fuck y'all get. Whatever the hell y'all drink. And you pour a little shot to a female. That's tricking, bruh. I don't care if you sharing with your guy or whatever. That's tricking. So, it's not cool to trick. Because at the end of the day, if you a trick, that means you doing stuff for other people. You see what I'm saying? You're not doing it for you. You ain't buying the bottle or smoking, getting the weed so you can get high. You buying the bottle, getting the weed so you and her can get drunk and high. There's a big difference. They said, man, the game just screwed up, you know, and y'all are to blame. And I say y'all is because I say y'all because this generation is to blame. It's cool to give somebody this. It's cool to get somebody that. It's not cool. There's still the code still exists. It's just that for some reason, people forgot the codes. Everybody want to be the thug. Everybody want to be the realest nigga out. Everybody want to say everybody whack, fake, whatever. But no, you that trick, you that pour that little shot to that female just to get in the pants, you tricking, bro. Back in the day, I remember my niggas, we would buy bottles for us. We wouldn't buy no bottles just to get some females over and just to hit. We had to do that. We'd buy the bottles for us. We'd drink. And if they came over, they already knew what it was. They already knew they was getting hit up, you know, or you got to go. You know, I could say some old stories about some old people that still my niggas, but, you know, they didn't move on with their life and they in different situations. So I can't bring that up to fuck they shit up, you know. And I ain't the type of person to do that. So I'm going to keep it on the hush hush, but I'm still give the game to y'all. You know what I mean? Shoot. Even on the little Facebook, I'm talking about Facebook and social media. Even on the Facebook, you know, if a bitch is showing her thongs and you liking a picture, nigga, you basically enticed by a hoe. And then you see her in person and you try to treat her like a queen, you just ass backwards, bro. It don't make sense. Never wipe a bitch up to show her ass on a social media network, titties, pussy, and don't try to wipe it up like you got a chance, because you don't, man. You know, you just got to understand what you're doing wrong, acknowledge the game, man. It's not cool. It's not cool at all, because you fucking shit up. And what I mean by you fucking shit up, you fucking it up for the real niggas. You know, so you fucking up for the niggas that tell motherfucking heartbeat, bitch, fuck you. Suck this dick, get on your knees. Or, bitch, fuck you. You fucking my niggas. Or you doing this and you doing that. You know what I'm saying? You fucking up for them niggas that still got that, that still live by that real nigga code. Which brings me to, there ain't too many real niggas out nowadays, man. It's like, if I can go to a club. For example, I go to the club, I'm in the club, you know, I get the mic, I rock the mic, whatever, okay, blase, blase, you know, there's always gonna be some haters that secretly like your shit, but they don't want everybody to know they like your shit. We already passed that. But if I'm in the club and your girl come up to me talking about trying to fuck, and you come up to me trying to fight me because she trying to fuck me, You a sucker. Nigga, you don't let that bitch go. There's millions of females out here that is waiting and willing for a nigga, waiting just for a motherfucker to come and just treat them bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's their mentality. They screwed up, you know, but you just need to understand the game, nigga. Don't save something that wants something else, nigga. You tripping. That ain't how shit go. I don't know what music or who done taught y'all the game or who done taught who the game, but it don't work that way. If your girl wants somebody else, you gotta go find you another girl. That's how it go. You don't fight the nigga that she want. That's stupid. You look dumb. You look like a sucker because you are a sucker. So hopefully that helped a lot of you people out, because I done seen and witnessed this, like, on many and multiple occasions. You know what I'm saying? Okay, Mike Jones ain't too relevant, but, you know, at the end of the day, he got his hits on and he got his, you know, he made some money. I'm at the Mike Jones show, you know, I'm about to go on, but I'm chilling outside talking to some girl to marry. She rapping to me about this, taking pictures, this, that, that, whatever, whatever. So I'm like, okay, you know, I got the camera, I take pictures. Then the husband come over there like, you know, what y'all talking about? And I'm looking at dude. I just looked at dude. I ain't even say nothing to dude, because I was really waiting for dude to say something all awkward to me or something crazy. I was going to bust dude in the shit, but he never did. And she looked at him and told him, you can go back over there. I'm just hollering him about some photos. This motherfucking lame ass nigga said, okay. Now, my nigga, if your girl tell you to leave a conversation when she talking to another dude and you leave, you is a sucker. That's just how the game go. The game don't go how y'all think it goes, to where you supposed to fight if your girl hollering another dude. It don't work that way. If your girl hollering another dude, you let her holler another dude and you get you another female, because there's millions of them out here. So I hope that helped y'all out, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people shouldn't be catching sucker attacks after they listen to this.